Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
And you are listening to Notstalgia, the show where we watch old shows. Short and sweet.
Wow. Pretty meta.
Is that...
Let's do it.
Okay, Kate. So when we watched Street Sharks a little while back, I made you look at something, a toy, when we began. I want to do something similar, so close your eyes.
What are you making me look at? I'm a little worried.
Okay, open them.
Ah!
Can you describe this object?
It's a like an Aztec head.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a little coin bank version of one of the very important aspects of the show we're going to watch today, which is called... Legends of the Hidden Temple. Have you ever heard of this show?
No, but is one of the important aspects cultural appropriation?
We're going to find out. I think the answer to that question is going to be a big yes.
All right.
So this is a game show.
You know, hooray. I love me some cultural appropriation. Let's do it.
This is a live action game show from Nickelodeon.
Okay.
The same people who brought you Double Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know is one of your favorite shows
My
that we've
favorite
watched.
Favorite episodes we've ever done.
This show ran from September 11th, 1993 to August 9th, 1995.
Why is September 11th such a popular day to start shows?
I know. Street Sharks was September 11th as well, the following year. It was created by David Stanley, Scott Stone, and Stephen Brown. They made 120 episodes of this. And weirdly enough, even though this is a game show, they made a TV movie sort of cashing in on the nostalgia as they've been doing a lot lately in 2016 based on this. But it's like a movie with a plot. I don't know how they
did that.
It doesn't make sense. But basically this game show... It is very physical in nature, kind of like Double Dare. There's a little bit of a trivia and knowledge component, but the best part of this game show is after a series of tasks, some of the teams that are competing do this thing called the Temple Run, where they run through this like obstacle course, ancient themed place, and they have to do different tasks. And kids very often lose this, like they lose all the time. And you get to watch these kids do these same tasks. You know, the Temple Run doesn't really change through much from episode to episode.
Okay.
So there's certain tasks that
you'll see
kids fail over and over and over again.
Oh, that's a good component.
Okay. So that's one part that I like about it. The fact that, you know, you're seeing that same thing.
Fail.
Yes. And seeing it over and over again. With
you know where
kids.
They're going to fail.
Usually. Yeah. As you'll see, there are certain challenges that are like really, really hard. And it looks super fun. This is one that as a kid, I feel like every kid watched and said, oh my God, I want to do this so bad. That's it. That's all I got for why it might be good. Hopefully it's fun for us to watch the way that Double Dare was, with, you know, seeing how weird kids were at this time, and, maybe we'll be able to make fun of them a little. We're gonna watch Season 2, Episode 15, The Electrified Key of Benjamin Franklin. So, each episode takes a real historical event, and usually with about 40% accuracy, adapts it to be their challenge for the episode.
Okay.
Because they're always going after an item.
Let's
so.
Look at Benjamin Franklin's electrified key.
It'll be like Genghis Khan's helmet or Benjamin Franklin's key.
All right, let's do it.
As our quest continues, it's now time for Olmec to tell us about the legend of the electrified key of Benjamin Franklin. But teams, pay attention because your knowledge of the legend can bring you a step closer to the temple.
One of the most important patriots of the American Revolution was a scientist named Benjamin Franklin. He was ambassador to France during the Revolution and helped write the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But his greatest contribution was the discovery of electricity. Legend has it that his wife, Deborah, saw her husband flying a kite during a thunderstorm.
Are you mad?
She shouted.
You'll catch your death in this rain.
But Ben just shook his head.
I've tied a key to the tail of this kite, and it should fly much better now. It's an experiment for a new flying machine.
Flying Schmine, get your tail back in this house.
But just then, lightning hit the kite. She ran to him, terrified, and he gasped.
Deborah, that was electricity. Just think, light bulbs, x-rays, blow dryers, electric shavers.
She put her delirious husband to bed, and the electrified key disappeared. Your quest is to find the electrified key of Benjamin Franklin and bring it back here.
All right, thanks, Olmec, but tell us, where's the key?
The electrified key of Benjamin Franklin can be found
in the throne room.
Oh, look. God, he's talking.
There he is. That's the guy.
Oh, no. Who? Kurt Bogg? Is he rappelling in? He looks like everyone's uncle who's a risk manager, like an actuary. He does not look like he goes on adventures. Is that kid have a mouth guard in? Oh my god, they all have a mouth guard in.
Yeah. Sweetie, it's intense.
Oh, the orange iguanas, I can tell, are already gonna lose. Physical and mental tests? Like, what are
we're going to strap them to a chair and show them violent films.
Yeah.
I love this head.
The head really creeps me out. I feel like I wouldn't want to touch it. Let's see.
These kids have to shimmy.
Do they electrify the ancient rod on, like, one of
while
them?
While they're shimmying across. Yeah. So is that smoke down there?
Yeah. It's like a cheese
I thought that
pit
kid fell
something
into, like, an
see
endless
it's
bottomless
the orange,
pit.
Orange iguanas, yeah, or whatever
right
they're called.
You're right.
Oh, no. That kid is struggling. Why? Yeah, why do the they keep? Why does he keep crossing his legs like that? Oh, my God. He's really not good at it. Oh, my God. He's still got. Oh, my God. Oh, he lost a shoe. This is absolutely a disaster. Do they have, like, spotters? What is this?
Those are
this
just
kid has
adults
blown off both his shoes. He's completely barefoot.
Oh. Oh, man, that kid who could not cross made it.
Even he made it. What, meanwhile, the Navy owls or whatever it is, they're having trouble.
All right, so Silver Snakes, Green Monkeys are
the
doing
Green
it
Monkeys are total jocks.
Yep, Blue Barracudas are in.
Is there, like, a team that they stack intentionally?
Probably.
They got a Nestle Quick gift pack.
They got some chocolate milk, Kate.
No, they didn't even get chocolate milk. They probably got the powder.
Wow.
They really hustled those orange iguanas off stage so that we couldn't see them crying. There's a lot of khaki here.
All right, you gotta listen to the legend.
Is this supposed to educate me?
Yes.
All right, I like that it's supposed to be educational. But Ben didn't listen to his wife. He said, silence, woman. I do appreciate that this is supposed to be educational because Double Dare was not in any way. She doesn't need that foolishness. She needs a breadwinner. That does not look like a key.
That paper mache key isn't doing it for you.
Are they all wearing water shoes? Do they just mutter together?
Yeah.
Oh, the snakes are slithering up, guys. Get it, Cindy. Do these kids know each other on the team, or do they just pair them up randomly?
That's a good question.
How many marriages have resulted from the Legends of the Hidden Temple team pairing?
It's like an 80% success rate.
This man is so awkward with the high-fiving. Oh, let's see what the Silver Snakes and the Red Jaguars are going to get. It's just a bag of glass. Oh.
Yeah, they get a bag of candy, Laffy Taffys.
That is going to rip out their teeth. And then, like, whoever wins this is going to win, like, a cruise for their whole extended family.
It's like, you win some powdered Nesquik, you win one Laffy Taffy, you win a brand new car.
I wish this involved, like, a pinata of some kind. What is that thing?
I want to know how Ben Franklin's key got into a Mayan temple.
Aliens. Margaret and Ronnie. They definitely got married. Does he have, like, a holster on his belt? Does he have a concealed carry permit? What am I looking
it's
at?
It's open carry, Kate.
This is just, like, Saw.
Olmec is, like, Jigsaw?
Yeah. He's, like, among these many inventions, you must crush your legs if you want to win the cruise. What?
They have to spin on a giant wheel.
Oh, good. They have helmets on. That's good.
Yeah.
Luckily, they have the adult spotters.
They gotta spin a big wheel by running on it.
It's like a hamster situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where are the boys in this situation?
I mean,
they're, like,
it's
picking
just
their
the girls
noses,
up
drinking Nesquik.
They'll do the next thing.
Mm-hmm. I look when they fall off. This is, like, definitely more tolerable than Double Dare, because they're not swimming in a root beer float or something.
They're not, like, weird,
like, here, make a banana split on your body.
What this lacks in food-based challenges, it makes up for in Mayan appropriation.
Mm-hmm. I think that spotter's helping out. I think it's an inside
moving
job. They were probably generating the electricity to power this ramshackle studio.
She looks like she's going to throw up.
I think that kid is just nervous about being next to this creepy guy. I'm worried about these challenges based on Benjamin Franklin's attributes.
Oh, no.
He's extremely lecherous.
The final challenge. Benjamin Franklin fathered 30 illegitimate French children.
Guess what you're going to have to do? Oh my god, I hope they don't electrocute themselves.
He's joking.
We need Mark
maybe
Summers here to ensure that it's safe.
Oh,
he's really punching it.
This is good. So it's a rock climbing wall, but they have to punch out the holds.
But how is this related to Benjamin Franklin?
There's a kite at the top.
Oh my god.
I don't think, like, any of these are opening. This is brutal.
Yeah, that's just a metaphor for life. You gotta punch your way into the footholds, but none of them are opening. Man, the green monkeys really sucking. I can't keep any of these animals straight.
All right, blue iguanas have a full pendant now.
What? Is that the right one?
Barracudas.
The orange iguanas lost in the first shimmy round. Olmec is tired of telling them about it. Oh, God!
Look, you shoot British soldiers with a cannon.
Are those British?
Sure.
Benjamin Franklin is credited with having helped to write the Declaration of Independence. You must copy the Declaration of Independence word for word.
With this quill pen.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. It's pretty neck and neck right... Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. Green monkeys have two left. Blue kookaburras have three. Uh-oh. Green monkeys pulling ahead.
They really can't get that slingshot to work correctly. Oh, no, they're going to have to fight. Ronnie and Geraldine and Clarissa and Brock are all tied up.
Those are not their names.
What is this? Man, this guy just loves rules. Mark Summers didn't explain any rules.
Olmec, we're ready for your final question.
During the Revolutionary War, did Ben Franklin serve as ambassador to...
Green Monkey!
Ambassador. Ambassador.
It's ambassador!
That is incorrect.
All right, give the chance to Blue Barracudas to win here.
Did he serve as ambassador to Spain, Ireland, or France?
France. Say that again.
France.
That is correct.
Blue Barracudas got the right answer. They're going wild. They're going crazy. They're excited because they're going to the temple.
Jesus, Ronnie.
Kid's so disappointed.
He didn't listen.
Oh, no, look at the kid who lost it. His head's down now.
I really whapped her with that. Oh no.
The green monkey kid
he's gonna have
a
meltdown.
Crying in the background.
Oh, he served as ambassador to what? Ambassador.
Yeah, that's a really
You know
bad
what? He
answer.
Should cry. I hope his parents just needle him endlessly about this.
To this day.
I hope that today he's like a successful investment banker and his parents are like, remember when you really messed up on the Legends of the Hidden Temple,
You didn't
Ronnie?
Make it to... Oh, look what they won.
Prepare to mutate.
I don't know what that was.
I think
it was
shoes,
a shoe I've never heard of.
Like ratchets.
They have lights in them. But their slogan is prepare to mutate.
Thank God Jessica knew, was she able to listen to all the
was able to understand that the answer to the question, which country was he ambassador to, is not ambassador.
Oh, Ronnie, your disappointment.
Blue Barracuda's temple run, get hype.
Through the what? Oh my God, crawl through a pit.
The pit of despair.
Oh, this is sad. What? So it's like a maze.
Yeah, it's got all these different areas.
Do they change them around?
Not much,
like
no.
Like you might think that... Like, one time it works, and the next time you're like,
you get,
okay,
like,
I'm
catapulted
do
into the yeah. pit of despair or something? Yeah. No.
A man pretty... comes out and, like, beats you.
Well, yeah, there are guys who come out and beat
what?
You. Wait till you all see right, the temple
like
the temple guards. This is so complicated. Olmec has been explaining this for, like, 12 minutes.
Yeah, this is not good teaching right here. You should really be putting your objectives up on the board. Michelle seems like... Now she is, like, the head of marketing for, like, a PR company, and she's, like, a little bit evil.
You're basing that on the smile she just
yep.
gave to Olmec?
Yep. They're doing this for a video game?
Supervision?
That's not even a real
brand.
What even
brand. Is that?
They're going to receive a backpack.
It's a really high-end backpack.
It's not.
It's like a camping backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you were right! It was a cruise!
They want a cruise!
A cruise to Mexico with their backpack and their video game.
Yeah, so they can not go outside. They can just sit inside and play their video game.
The whole family on a Norwegian cruise line to Mexico. Wait, does that make sense? Norwegian cruise to Mexico?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, that's just a pit of balls.
Yeah, the pit of despair is just
the pit of despair
a green
looks
ball
delightful
pit.
And fun. It just looks like kind of like a glorified Chuck E. Cheese situation. He's got to build a column.
Yeah. Wow, great commentary, Kirk. This guy's determined. Yes.
Ah!
So Temple Guard came out and got him.
Uh-huh.
But he used his pendant for his extra
this
life.
This terrifying person jumped down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he was gotten. Hurry it up, Jessica. You're gonna lose that cruise. She's really killing the game.
Oh, there's one more Temple Guard here somewhere. Like, can you fight back against the Temple Guard, do you think?
Let's just punch him right in the face.
Got 12 seconds.
It's not gonna happen, man.
You're not getting your cruise, kid.
Oh, they're gonna both get guillotined.
They do not, contrary to popular belief, perform in a public execution on the losers.
Well, bye-bye. Did they not get anything?
No, I think they got the Game Boy for, excuse me, the Germbloy for getting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what is that thing called?
But I think they had to win to get the cruise.
All right, Stone Stanley, is that Olmec's American name?
Legends of the Hidden Temple was recorded in front of a live studio audience in Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Florida.
Kate, could you sum that up?
There are a variety of physical challenges, an educational nugget,
It actually was more historically accurate than I thought.
A failed attempt to run through some kind of Chuck E. Cheese nightmare obstacle course.
The only part that seemed a little off about the accuracy of the legend was Ben Franklin ranting that he was going to use this newfound electricity to create things like electric razors and things.
Yeah, it was a bit strange.
But, yeah. Did you like it?
It was definitely way better than Double Dare. But that's sort of like saying, I don't know, like, this garbage I'm eating is better than the poop I ate yesterday.
Whoa.
No.
Wow, you're,
No, it
actually...
You're
really hard to please when it comes to live-action game shows from the
90s. No, this was fun. This was fun. I liked that there was an educational component. I thought that that was okay, because, like, you're sneaking the vegetables in with the brownie batter, a la Jerry Seinfeld's wife. And then, you know, you're... It was interesting to watch the children, like, struggle to complete these tasks.
I was fascinated by how quick... I forgot that, like, a whole team gets eliminated right away. They get rid of a kid or two kids in the first challenge.
Yeah. Well, it's because they can't hang, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was okay. It was fun. I mean, okay. I probably wouldn't watch another one.
What?
But it was...
This was going to be the rest of our night tonight.
It was entertaining. I don't love how, like... how much cultural appropriation there is. Like, they could have, I don't know, done that without that much, maybe?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of Mayan culture here that we have confusingly used as the basis for everything and then mashed up
and then
with,
not mentioned at like, all in any way.
They mash it up with, you know, in this episode, American colonial history. It's really odd. It's interesting. How about Olmec? Do you like his look? He's still paused on screen there. I don't know. I'm fascinated.
I don't
by
think
those
he would be
things.
Like nice to touch.
Well, it looks like his chin
like
is kind
leathery.
Of soft.
Yeah.
Basically, his mouth just flaps wildly.
Yeah.
Doesn't really match the words so much, but
yeah, okay. I feel like he would be leathery.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it was, you know,
it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't know how much of this I could watch.
No, I don't think so. The host seemed a little weird.
Yeah, he seems really, like a little socially awkward or something.
He's extremely socially awkward. Like, he doesn't know how to high-five kids, and he's very rule-forward. So, there's that.
Olmec, give them 15 more sets of rules.
Yeah.
I want him in my classroom.
I know.
All right. I guess that's it. So, you can find us on any social media. Look for Notstalgia. Go to our website, notstalgia.org. Call in to us. We don't have a phone number for you, but you can use the Anchor app. Yeah, there's an app called Anchor or their website, anchor.fm. And if you find us on there, you can send us a voicemail and we can play it and respond to it. So, you know, think of a show that we haven't done yet that we should and let us know or email us.
Or tell me why I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's important too. I would love it if more people would write in and call in to tell Katie how wrong she is about all this. Or send us an email, nostalgia@aol.com.
Thank you for watching. I'm Olmec.
Thanks for saying I am Olmec at the end, because otherwise people would have been like, what is that? That's not a good Olmec.
It wasn't. It doesn't matter where you are, when Nickelodeon land you are,
better off by far. Nickelodeon. Next week on Notstalgia, Fly Tales.